You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Quick Monday morning, audio only, stream of consciousness thought, because this is a big week and there's a lot of things that are going to possibly happen regarding the Milwaukee Brewers. So I wanted to get ahead of it and just lay the land, lay the scene for what is to come. Again, audio only version. Maybe your own audio only consumer. Maybe that's the only way you listen. We are on YouTube, the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. Check that out. But it's a big week with the Brewers, with the trade deadline, and with the Cubs in town. So a lot to get to. And then at the end, I do have some Happy Gilmore 2 related thoughts. Spoiler alert! I'll do that at the end. So you're fair warning. There'll be a commercial break that you can dip out of if you haven't seen Happy Gilmore 2 yet, which the discourse around Happy Gilmore 2 has been weird, to say the least. The Cubs are coming to Milwaukee Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, an off day, and then the Brewers are out to take on the Nationals, hopefully with some new players. Doesn't feel like, with some of these odds I've seen, that there's going to be a lot of new players, but hopefully with these new players. I do not like this series. I do not like when the Cubs are in Milwaukee. I imagine with the excitement level that the Brewers have been garnering in this city and in this state, that these games will be well attended by Brewers fans. I also imagine that Cubs fans, a good majority of them, look at this series as a, oh, we got to go and be Wrigley North. Like, it is our civic duty. We are the ones. This is a cause bigger than us that we have to fight for, and we have to achieve this goal. I compared it the other day, though, that the people that do come to American Family Field are essentially the ones you would send on the front lines. These are not their best and brightest. Okay, if we're gonna take some blows here from the fan base, send the people that go to Milwaukee and make an absolute mess of their stadium and don't pick up after themselves and are very rude. It's just a different breed of Cubs fan. I'm telling you, the amount of times I've been to Wrigley and the amount of times I've been to then Miller Park when they play the Cubs, because I'm not going back. It's not fun. Something happened where, and maybe it never was fun. And look, I don't really recall how insane it used to be against the White Sox, you know, when it was an American League rivalry. But for a lot of people, like, I do feel like a lot of people, at least my age, watched the Cubs growing up and had the Cubs as their National League team. And the Brewers switched over. And of course, okay, we're Brewers fans now, but there still wasn't any like hatred and maybe vitriol. to the Cubs. It must be a younger thing. Like, again, as you get older, you start to realize that you're old. Like, I'm talking about stuff at age 41 that a lot of kids don't know anything about. I saw somebody tweet with the Cubs and Brewers fans going back and forth. I saw them tweet something like, hey, I wasn't really aware. Is this what 2018 was like? 2018? Is this what 2018 was like? That was 7 years ago. How old are you? If you're engaged in the Brewers now at a level where you're online and talking about it, but weren't then. I mean, there needs to be either, I'm serious. There needs to be an age limit on social media, first of all. Also, I want to know if I'm talking to a minor. I want to know if the person that's getting me all fired up, I was all fired up about somebody the other day, about MLS and promotion relegation, and this person's all like, no, no, no. And I'm not sure if you're a bot. I'm not sure you're one of Lex Luthor's monkey farm guys in the pocket dimension. I don't know if you're a kid. I fight with kids. You know how terrible that makes me feel when I know I'm fighting with a child? And how much worse it makes me feel when I know that child has punked my ass and gotten one over on me? It's very deflating. It sucks. How was this what it was like in 2018? You've got to be kidding me. So I got really incensed too the other day about this other sequence of tweets. And I don't know, maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't. It feels like it's one that has started to gain some traction. But there's a Cubs fan who... So here's the Brewers tweeted on Sunday. First place on the line, stars on the mound, we need you here. And it's a graphic of their probable starters, Mizorowski, Priester, and Peralta. And I just saw the one, but there's many more of it, where a Cubs fan says, they are begging for fans to attend LMFAO all-time low. And this is just a team who has 7 shutouts on the season that probably has some seats available that are like, hey, if you're going to get out here, if you're thinking about a Brewers game, now's the time to get out here. They're promoting their team. This is a promotion. This is an advertisement. And then I saw a Brewers fan, Brewers, but spelled Brewers, R-E-R-S, Sillarowski enjoyer, says, everyone listen up. The Groupon franchise is talking because they've advertised some of their games on Groupon before. But a lot of teams do this. Like you go to Costco's and you can find like buy 4 tickets, you know, people make fun of that. Why? It's just another way to get somebody made. Like if you're at Costco shopping, you're like, oh, I can go 4 tickets for $50. I'll throw that in the cart. Or if you go to a gas station anytime, all the time anyway, and you're like, oh, you know what? I'll build these up, get some free tickets. You know, I used to know a guy, he would accumulate those all summer long, get a bunch of free tickets, and then take a group of kids down for some teacher thing he was doing. And it was a great day. And he did that for, like, that's a great thing that this guy is doing that's afforded to him because of the Brewers doing this. So it just, there's a lot of different things that these teams do to bring in fans. Yeah, they did a Wisconsin-only sale. Yeah. They tried to jack up parking tickets. We're trying to place tariffs on Cubs fans. And then we end up paying it as well. I mean, it's not like prove your loyalty. Brewers fans get to pay cheaper parking. No, you got to pay more as well. That kind of sucks. But I mean, you take the shuttle or walk or park on Wisconsin. But still, come on. But it's not fun. Somewhere along the way, this should be a really fun, Why aren't rivalries fun? Why are they so like 15-year-olds throwing shit against the wall to each other on Twitter and then 41-year-olds getting all bent out of shape about it like me? Maybe they are fun. Our rivalry's fun and I'm just the guy who's all like, is that me? So I'm looking at tickets for Monday's game. I'm going to see what's available here. No chance in hell I go. A lot of it's sold out. A lot of these sections are sold out. There's single seats like along the outfield. Section 208, there's a single seat up top. Yeah, I mean, there's tickets up against the very top. Okay, so sorry. Sorry that there's five rows of seats in section 426 that the Brewers are trying to promote when they know there's a pretty big game in town with the big pitcher. But it's not like they're devoid of fans. It's just such stupid, like, nonsensical stuff. I don't know. I was trying to talk to a Mets fan about this the other day who was producing, filling in on my show. And he said the same thing. Like, the Mets and Phillies back and forth, I don't know. It should be fun. It should be fun. Going back and forth should be fun. But maybe it can't be. Maybe there's no way that it can be. Because you don't like this team. You don't want them to beat you. And you want to be in first. Yeah, when it's fun is when you're winning. But over the next month, I mean, the Brewers could go up. The Cubs could go up. The Brewers, that could be fun. Just feels like it should be more fun. But it's not that fun. It is not that fun. You know what is fun is popping some gummies from Happy Place Hemp. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. The gummies, the tinctures, the balms, the seltzers, my lord, the seltzers. Those make you feel good. And you can just enjoy the weekend. You can take things in as they come. Have a couple seltzers. You're good. I've tried drinking all day. That's not good. Like booze. And then you pass out at 3 o'clock. You stink. Seltzers have been more of an effective way to enjoy a weekend. HappyPlaceHemp.com. 25% off. Promo code is BART. 25% off. Promo code is BART. Got some betting odds in terms of who the Brewers could trade for. Please God. And also some Happy Gilmore 2 discussion coming up on Into the Winklerverse.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So betonline.ag is the odds maker thing that I'm using here. Hopefully by giving them some promotion, they'll give me some money back for the gambling I did last weekend. No gamble August. I said it here, so now I have to follow through because, oof, I don't know what I am doing. All right. And they should do something. Like, I'm seeing people say, oh, we can't trade Logan Henderson. We can't trade anybody. Trade them all. Let's just do it. You're not guaranteed anything the next day. I think the farm system is deep enough to begin with. I think they've done a good job in keeping it that way. I think they clearly need some bats to help. And I think that they've got a rival in the Cubs that if the Brewers don't get him, the Cubs might. So I don't care what these proposed offers are. Give them double. look, I'm having a great time watching this team this season. Having a six-year-old that's more involved in it is definitely helping my cause. We're watching the end of this game yesterday. Perfect dad, son, Sunday. We watch a little bit of the game. We go outside. We play baseball for like an hour and a half. It's hot as fuck, but it's nice. You know, you have some popsicles, as one does. And then we came in and watched the end of the game, and it's 2-1, and they come back 2-2, and then bases are loaded. They just need a walk. Perkins puts it in the center field. Oh, no, what's going to happen? Well, maybe we can still tag. Oh, no, it got over him anyway. We're jumping up and down. We're screaming. And then we go rewind and watch it again to scream some more. It was so fun. It was just a nice moment. I'm having nice moments with my son because of the Brewers. So go and get these guys. All right? Go and get these guys. Now, here are the trade options, 13 different players, and I'll tell you who's in the lead and if the Brewers are involved in the odds. First up is Dylan Cease. The Brewers are 10-1 odds. They have the Mets, Astros, Yankees, Tigers, Red Sox, Cubs in front of them, and the Blue Jays have 3-1 odds. So he currently is pitching with the Padres. Now, would the Padres want to make some deals? It does appear like they at least are willing to move on from Cease. I don't know if the Padres should be in sell mode at this point, but maybe it's not working there. He's 3-10 this year, if you're into that, a 4.59 ERA. But Cubs seemingly one of the front runners, and the Blue Jays, the odds on favorite for him right now. O'Neill Cruz, Pirates, Yankees 5-2, Padres 3-1, so they could be buying and selling. No Cubs in there and no Brewers, at least in the odds for O'Neill Cruz on this one particular site, which I would love for them to give me some money. Eugenio Suarez, this is who I want. Not only because I think he is good, 36 homers on the year, put him at a position of need, but I think the shot in the arm that it would do, that it would give. I talk about this a lot. You're at trade deadline and you don't trade for anybody, or at least like nobody good, like an Anthony Swarzak I always mention. The team notices. The team, like, did they trade? No, they didn't. Oh, okay. They don't care about, they don't. Okay, we thought we were playing well, but the team doesn't believe in us. The front office doesn't believe in us enough to give us one piece. Oh, no, we believe in you as it is. No, screw that. Give us a guy. We've got this far. Give us a guy. Suarez, I think, is that guy. I think he's the marquee name right now. We've been talking about him for months. Diamondbacks are selling. You got to get him. Yankees 2-1 odds. Mariners 3-1. Tigers 4-1. Mets 6-1. Dodgers 7-1. Phillies 8-1. Brewers 9-1. And Cubs 10-1. I would like to see us get Eugenio Suarez. That is my number one target. Emmanuel Clase, reliever, Guardians, Dodgers and Phillies atop that list. That would suck either way. Brewers not in the running, at least on this odds list. Cubs are 5-1. Stephen Kwan, outfielder with the Guardians as well. He is somebody that is hitting 285, 9 home runs. As far as the odds go, Mariners, Astros, Phillies, really no Brewers in the running. Sandy Alcantara has had a tough season. Could the Marlins move him? Brewers 9-1 odds. Cubs near the top. Zach Gallen, another Diamondback. Cubs at the top, 2-1 odds, no Brewers. Marcelo Zuna, Tigers 3-1, Brewers 7-2. So the Brewers could go the route of Marcelo Zuna. With the Braves, the latest on him is he is now likely to accept any trade at the deadline. So could be somebody that heads to the Brewers. Luis Robert is another name. Luis Robert, no Brewers in the odds. Ryan O'Hearn. guy out of Baltimore, Mariners and Cardinals atop the odds, Adolis Garcia, Brewers 10 to 1, Phillies at the top there, Ryan Helsley, Brewers 12 to 1, David Bednar, no Brewers. So according to the odds makers, as we sit Monday morning, if the Brewers have a shot on anybody, it seems like it would be Marcell Ozuna. The Cubs seem to be likely to bring in a starter and possibly some relievers and maybe even position players. Those are just odds, betonline.ag. Different odds, other places. Odds will change throughout the week. You know, the Brewers don't really leak much, so I don't know what these odds are really pulling from. If there is a trade, it's probably going to be out of nowhere and going to surprise us all. But I do think there needs to be a trade. My answer to any trade proposal right now is do it. Yes, do it. Well, what if we gave up? Fine, give them more. Suarez is my target because you're doing two things. You're keeping him away from Chicago. These are the Brewers and the Cubs. Right now, I think the Blue Jays are a half game up on both overall. They're the 2-3 team. They're the 1-2 in the National League, and one of them is going to be a wild card, and the other is going to win the division. You got to win the division. That's a bye week. I've argued against the bye week. I think it sucks. I think it slows down momentum. But also, every time the Brewers get in the playoffs, they lose in that wild card round anyway. So what's the easiest way to advance out of the wild card is to not play in the wild card. So let's go. Let's go. L-E-T-S-G-O. Los Gates. Vamanos. Come on, baby girl. Happy Gilmore 2 review next.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heads up, IT managers. Support for Windows 10 ends October 14th, 2025. That means no more standard security updates for evolving cyber threats. It's time to upgrade your business to Windows 11 Pro PCs with Intel Inside. They're built for advanced workflows with out-of-the-box security, simple deployment, and built-in AI tools to help teams achieve more in less time. Upgrade today at www.windows.com/business/Intel.
So Happy Gilmore 2 is not very good, but it was good enough. I thought it could be a lot worse, and I think that's the review to have. Dumb and Dumber came out with that sequel all those years later. Holy shit, is that terrible. Anchorman 2, I don't even remember it. Happy Gilmore, we moved into an apartment in college. I didn't have cable for like a month. I had the VHS tape. I still got it somewhere. I watched it every day. I want something on my TV. I got no TV. I put in Happy Gilmore. It's just, it was always on. Like it was Michael McDonald in 40-year-old version, or like it's Super Bowl 31 at Shooters in Lacrosse. It's just always on. It's always on the TV. And so I, you know, I'm very fond of that movie. It is a classic, but there's some weird shit that happens too. And this one, spoiler alert, I don't like how Happy Gilmore essentially murders the person he loves the most. It did provide motivation for the movie, and I get it, but I didn't. I was sad right away. But I thought this was a logical place where the character Happy Gilmore would be 30 years later. Did Shooter need to be in a mental institution all those years? I don't know. That seemed a little weird. But I like the off-brand golf league trying to take over. Weird PGA Live comparisons, too. Even though the four golfers working together with Happy were Scotty, Rory, Bryson, and Brooks. Two PGA, two Live guys. That was weird. It was hard to get into that reality. I'm in a reality where Happy Gilmore was a real guy, and now I'm in a reality where Liv doesn't exist, but there's another tour, kind of like a character version of Liv. But then it's got the PGA and Liv guys working together. That to me is weird. So it took me out of the realism of the movie just a little bit. I don't know. I thought it was a logical place. I don't understand like why everybody's fighting about it. Every time I opened my following on Twitter, it was another Barstool guy or person talking about Happy Gilmore 2. I don't know. It felt like someone's like, hey, Barstool, distract the whole world. Argue about Happy Gilmore 2. Got me. I just thought it was weird. Maybe they're just doing a good job. They got a TV deal. Look at me. I'm in my fucking basement. I thought that particular thing was weird. I know every time you talk about. Yeah. So I thought that particular thing was weird. The movie itself is fine. I watched it once. Will I watch it again? I don't know. Probably not. Was I ever going to watch Happy Gilmore again? Maybe with my kid. And then maybe I'll have him watch Happy Gilmore too. I thought it was a fine, it's an Adam Sandler movie in 2025. He's got his buddies, cameos, his family. There was enough in there to enjoy it. Why everybody's breaking it down like it's Casablanca, a reference of a movie which I've never even seen, but that's the go-to, I don't know. So the movie was just fine. Superman was great. Fantastic Four was great. Those I will say. Quick little Monday into the Winklerverse. I thank you for stopping by. Remember to like and subscribe. I'll be on most of the week on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Wednesday, I'm checking out some soccer in Chicago. So I'm excited to get down there and watch my Hammers play for the first time. Then Man U plays at 8:30. I don't know how long I'm going to stay for that one, but I bought tickets, so I might as well. We'll talk again. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.